This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Colorado Springs City Council passed an ordinance Tuesday restricting where psilocybin healing centers and businesses can operate. CPR's Tony Gorman.
The new rule bans healing centers from within a mile of schools, daycares, and drug treatment centers. It also bans businesses that cultivate, manufacture, and test psilocybin products within 1,000 feet of the same locations. Critics say the ordinance is a de facto ban on the centers, which are meant for therapeutic purposes to treat conditions such as PTSD and addiction. It's also more strict than a statewide ballot initiative passed by voters in 2022 that legalized the centers. City Council Member Dave Donaldson.
I believe there are medical uses for psilocybin. I have a friend who benefited from it. He went to Mexico and he came back in a bit better. It's important for his life. However, at the same time, the citizens of El Paso County voted against Proposition 122. So I think we need to find a middle ground between the state, what is passed at the state level, and what the citizens here want.
Earlier this year, City Council passed a similar restriction on recreational marijuana businesses. It preemptively banned those shops from operating in many parts of Colorado Springs before voters there approved rec sales in the election earlier this month. In Colorado Springs, I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
There is unstable snow in Colorado's mountains. The combination of heavy snow and strong winds raises the risk of avalanche. The Colorado Avalanche Information Center says to avoid the backcountry for now around Monarch Pass and in areas north of Crested Butte. It is snow season and well into fall, and a bit later we'll meet some Colorado gardeners who are thinking about spring and what to plant for next year.
Normally you're kind of tired by the end of the season, but it's a really great time for perennials, which will come back every year.
A nice reminder that some things come back, and that is later in this hour. There is snow today for much of Colorado along the Front Range, around Denver, and in the mountains. This is CPR News.